Governor Sean Parnell today said he will introduce legislative amendments to the state's petroleum revenue structure to give more investment incentives and tax credits to oil producers and explorers in exchange for new jobs he anticipates would come from increased development. The incentives could reduce state income by as much as $1 billion a year, according to the governor's description.
I'm looking for jobs now, and that's what I'm here for when it comes to Alaskans. So they will only get the credit if they make that investment, and that investment means jobs. I mean, there's no other way around it. If they make the investment, there are more jobs for Alaskans.
The governor's plan came after a Department of Revenue review of the current tax structure found that the tax regime adopted in 2007 was highly successful. Called the ACES system, it increased the state's revenue over the two previous methods of oil and gas taxation. Under ACES, the state collected $6.8 billion in fiscal year 2008, a year of very high oil market prices. That same year, it would have collected $4.2 billion under the plan the Murkowski administration put in place. Revenue Commissioner Pat Galvin said the analysis also showed that the company's operating and capital expenditures rose since ACES became effective, and employment numbers have risen to the highest level in history. However, Galvin said it's premature to attribute those increases to the ACES structure. Governor Parnell says those numbers could be better, however, and that's why he believes the tax changes are needed.